Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. No matter what business you're in, make our business banking team yours. Ulster Bank Ireland Tech is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
An estimated 200,000 people in Ireland suffer with an eating disorder, and those who support patients say that number is on the rise. This week marks Eating Disorder Awareness Week, designed to raise understanding and awareness. This week, reporter Della Kilroy will bring us a series focusing on support, treatment and recovery from an eating disorder. And today, her first report explores what we know about the common conditions in Ireland.
I wanted to be a certain size, and for a long time I was that size, and I thought I was happy at that size, but deep down I knew I wasn't. I knew it wasn't sustainable. The more time I was spending on behaviours, my life just got completely not worthwhile living. It was not a life that was worthwhile to live.
That's Cathy, one of a growing number of patients that have sought therapy and treatment for eating disorders in Ireland. Having been unsatisfied with the level of support in the public system, she travelled from Monaghan to attend the Merino Therapy Centre in Dublin for counselling.
I went looking for help. I went down, as I said, so many different avenues, and the lack of understanding, trying to pick holes in why I had this ED. I've since learned that it all boils down to fears, lack of trust in myself, you know, very simply, a lack of self-worth. I was absorbing messages, you know, all the messages that are in society today of being thin and dieting, and you're a better person if you're this certain size, and not realising at the time that it was controlling me. My life now to what it was 16 months ago is completely and totally unrecognisable. My life no longer revolves around food, eating or not eating, or I just live life now. There's hardly words to describe the difference, what it was and what it is now.
The HSE say eating disorders affect up to 5% of the population, with an estimated 400 new eating disorder cases emerging each year. But this number has been growing internationally, and in Ireland causes around 80 deaths annually. Bodywise, a national voluntary organisation for people affected by disorders, say year on year they've had an increase in people contacting them for support. Jacinta Hastings is their CEO.
From the outset, it's important to understand that an eating disorder is a very complex mental health condition. It's not a form of extreme dieting, and it's not all about food. Disordered behaviours around food can frequently be the most visible sign of an eating disorder, but the real root of the disorder is underlying and can sometimes be impacted by negative body image, by low self-esteem, peer pressure, the role of the media, etc. The average age for onset is 15. However, we see people presenting right across the age and gender spectrum. Statistics around males and eating disorders is very conservatively around 15%. So there's possibly a reluctance for men to come forward.
While research suggests fitness and dieting blogs can exacerbate symptoms, experts note that social media is not the sole root cause of an eating disorder, which can be caused by many complex reasons. Dr. Claire O'Toole is lead consultant in St. Patrick's University's Eating Disorder Service, treating both adolescents and adults.
We mostly look after patients with eating disorders, anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa being the most common. Other patients don't quite fulfil the criteria for these and fit under eating disorder unspecified, but will have many of the similar eating disorder features. We would see people suffering with binge eating disorder also. Mostly they would be looked after at our outpatient level of care, often availing of interventions like cognitive behaviour therapy for eating disorders.
What's demand like for the service here?
So there's constant demand for eating disorder services at the moment. We're aware that there's still a large issue with under-recognition, under-diagnosis and under-treatment. The cause and maintenance of eating disorders are multiple. Major risk factors that we know for eating disorders are dieting and low self-esteem. And in a society that values perfection in appearance, leanness and thinness, vulnerable individuals can become affected, but genetics are also known to play a more important role than previously believed. Personality style can be a significant component as well, so we will frequently see, you know, perfectionistic or obsessional personality traits are often a central part of the eating disorder.
Aimed at increasing the public's understanding, the Reno Therapy Centre in Dublin have run eating distress awareness programmes, a term used to describe a number of conditions. Jacqueline Campion is an eating distress specialist practitioner and nutritionist at the clinic.
The condition is a reaction to the environment, so it's evolving all the time. And again, in terms of with physique, how celebrated extreme obsession and sickness is. You know, years ago, even personally, as someone who's fully recovered, you would hide certain things, whereas now we celebrate, we speak about size as if it's a trophy or a medal. The people that we see is something that we can, I've seen people 100% across, people can be fully recovered, but it's also the people we don't see. Eating distress has the highest mortality rate out of all psychiatric illnesses. People are losing their lives. Loved ones are losing the people they care for because we're not seeing the humanity. We're not seeing the people. We're getting distracted by the behaviours. We're telling them there's something wrong because we don't know what to do.
For parents across the country, many are also seeking a better understanding about the conditions their children are dealing with, like this mum did for her daughter.
One of the biggest things that I learned was guilt is a luxury I cannot afford. And that was the first thing I took on board. I've learned that it is nothing to do with what anything I did or didn't do. All I do is put love and hope and happiness back into, put laughter back into a life. Take away, the condition hates laughter, hates fun, and turn fear into fun. It's not for everybody because not everybody wants to be free. But as a loved one, my true belief is that condition can be beaten and you can get through this and there is hope.
That was Della Kilroy reporting there. Now, in the next part of this series, Della will be looking at the treatment options for those suffering with an eating disorder. For more information on eating disorders, you can visit bodywise.ie or you can call 1890 200 444. And this series will be podcast on our website.